Yeah, welcome back to Money News right around the country. This is a big thing for sport, there's no doubt, and that is Russia. The actual country itself has been thrown out of the Winter Olympics. This is after systemic state-sanctioned doping at the Sochi Winter Olympic Games, which, of course, Russia hosted, which Russia wanted to be at the top of the medal tally. And so, as a result, there's now been a situation. The former Swiss president, Samuel Schmid, has basically been given the job of looking into alleged Russian doping. Russia got 13 gold medals at those Olympics out of 33 overall. And basically, the conclusion has now been suggested that the you've got a situation where there has been unprecedented systemic manipulation. That's what's been now said. Let's go to a man who understands this better than most, and that is Richard Ings, who is the former chief executive, the boss of the Australian Sports Anti-Doping Authority, ASADA, who's on the line. Many thanks for your time, Richard.
Thanks for the invite, Ross.
Is there any surprise about any of this, really?
No, look, this has been a story that's been out there for quite some time, a couple of years, in fact. The McLaren Commission investigated this comprehensively and found that there was systematic state-based cheating. But now the IOC have vindicated that report by Richard McLaren and imposed a very significant consequence on the Russian Olympic Committee.
Okay, the other aspect of this is the current Russian Deputy Prime Minister, Vitaly Mutko, has had a lifetime Olympic ban placed on him because it's suggested that he is the one who has organised this systemic doping at the Olympic Games, and yet he is also the man responsible for running next year's World Cup of Football in Russia. Now, there seems to be, well, shall I say, at least if not some conflicts of interest, certainly some real problems, I would have thought, for Russia.
Yeah, look, just to correct, the IOC report didn't find that he was actively involved in this state-based doping, but it did find that he was the person accountable for making sure that the rules and regulations for it were enforced and he fell down there. But you're absolutely right, Ross. He was involved at that highest level of letting this happen. And he's the Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, and he's the head of the organising committee for the forthcoming World Cup, which is an incredible sequence of events.
Okay, so from that point of view, do you believe it is reasonable for the Olympic committee to basically allow the Russian athletes to compete so long as they compete under the Olympic flag as distinct from competing under the Russian flag?
Well, one of the interesting things about this decision, Ross, is that the enablers of this particular state-sponsored doping have been booted. So, you know, Mutko and all the other leaders in Russia are expelled from future Olympic Games. But the athletes have been given an olive branch. If they can show that they've been subject to comprehensive testing, that their names do not appear on any of the save lists of this state-sanctioned doping, then they have an opportunity to compete as independent athletes at the Olympic Games.
Is that unusual? Is that unprecedented? Has it happened before?
Look, this whole sequence of events is unprecedented. We've never had the host nation of an Olympic Games be involved in systematically rorting games against every other nation and competitor at the event. So the whole thing is unprecedented. But I think we have to look at the individual rights of athletes. If they're not on the list of those involved in doping, if they have been comprehensively tested, it would be a denial of justice to exclude them from the Olympic Games.
So it's going to be fascinating to watch exactly what does take place there. South Korea, of course, will be the host of the 2018 Winter Olympics, and those Russian athletes who do compete will be competing not under their own Russian flag, but in fact the Olympic flag. Richard Ings, the former boss of ASADA here in Australia. As always, Richard, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ross.